VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Two Reuters news agency reporters have been convicted of violating Myanmar's secrecy laws. They were sentenced Monday to 7 years in prison. The two men were arrested in December as they met with two police officers who then gave them documents. They were charged with violating the Official Secrets Act. Both of them have denied asking for the documents. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports American officials are very unhappy with the convictions.
The embassy says the conviction of two Reuters reporters is deeply troubling for all who support press freedom and the transition towards democracy. The two have been found guilty of violating the colonial-era Official Secrets Act while reporting on government abuses against the country's Rohingya Muslims. American diplomats say the clear flaws in this case raise serious concerns about the rule of law and judicial independence in Myanmar, and the reporters' conviction is a major setback to the government of Myanmar's stated goal of expanding democratic freedoms. Like other diplomats in Myanmar, they are calling for the journalists' immediate release. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An American serviceman was killed in eastern Afghanistan Monday, and another was wounded in what a NATO statement called an apparent insider attack. The wounded service member is in stable condition. Two Malaysian women who admitted to trying to engage in a sex act with one another in a car in April have been publicly caned. Human rights groups like Amnesty International strongly criticized the punishment. The two were discovered in a car by Islamic authorities. They pled guilty and were sentenced to 6 lashings of a cane and a fine. Iranian officials say they support an impending Syrian offensive to recapture the last remaining major opposition stronghold. Iran says the Idlib region in northwestern Syria should be cleared of what it calls terrorists. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reported Monday that since the beginning of the year, 1 in 18 migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea trying to reach Europe has died in the attempt. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
1 in 18 migrants died making the attempt this year, according to new figures from the UNHCR.
The number of deaths at sea has increased. It's about 1,600 since the beginning of the year. Which is paradoxical because we have less people crossing, more people dying. It's a bit the mathematics here, but it's also traffickers are taking more risk. There are more interception by the Libyan coast guards.
Many migrants who make the journey are picked up in the Med by Libya's EU-backed coast guard. They are then taken to Libyan detention centres. But safety concerns over the centres means not all rescue boats head back to Libya.
The UN Special Representative to Libya is urging warring militias to respect a ceasefire in the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo that the health department says 47 people have died and 129 have been wounded in 8 days of fighting.
Efforts to mediate a ceasefire in the Libyan capital continue despite intermittent shelling and gunfire concentrated to the south of the capital, Tripoli. UN envoy Ghassan Salame has invited the warring sides to talks at an undisclosed location Tuesday. Meanwhile, Libya 24 news channel tweeted a photo Monday of a delegation of Libyan leaders that was trying to mediate a ceasefire between the warring militias. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In a televised speech on Monday, Argentina's President Mauricio Macri has announced a plan to end the country's economic turmoil after the peso declined 16% last week. The plan includes raising export taxes on grains and cutting by half the number of government ministries. Macri is a pro-business conservative elected in 2015. He's trying to calm markets and restore confidence to Argentines who continue to lose purchasing power. The Senate Judiciary Committee will question President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court Tuesday if 53-year-old federal appellate court judge Brett Kavanaugh is approved by the full Senate and joins the court. He will serve for as long as he wants. His appointment will strengthen a conservative-leaning majority on the court for many years to come. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.